Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it does contain the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. That through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So, just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel guidance. You can call in to the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance from myself and the Posse of Angels is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those phone callers, once again, Everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for following me. And whether it's on the computer or by phone, or perhaps you're listening to the many archive shows which are now on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes, wherever you're listening in, thank you so much for supporting Angel Healing House and myself and the Posse of Angels. Now, firstly, listeners, I'd like to remind everyone that all callers whose numbers appear on the switchboard today go into a random drawing for one lucky person to win my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about this guided angel meditation CD, as it gives us so much more than just relaxation and stress release, because it is a wonderfully narrated guided meditation along with the angels, and it takes you on your own angelic journey with the angels, and it walks you through practical exercises that help you free yourself from the burdens of everyday life, from burdens and worries and stresses and concerns. The CD has vivid visualization, and it has soothing and inspirational musical accompaniment and sound effects. It is a CD that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. So, like I said, every number that appears on that switchboard today will go into that random drawing. And I see that we have several callers already popping up on the switchboard. 817, you are going to be first, and 678, and you are going to be following that. But know that even though I may not be able to take all of your phone calls today for those free readings, your number will go into that random draw for that beautiful CD of mine. So, without further ado, if you are a regular listener to Angel Healing House Radio, you know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our channel topic of the day from the Posse of Angels. And the topic that they wish to speak of today is called, I Wish You Well, No Matter What. You know, listeners, with only 9 days till Christmas, the holiday season is in full swing as we are immersed in the season of well wishes. My husband Pete and I are so blessed to receive well wishes from both family and friends near and far. Similar to years past, this season of joy to the world and peace to all opens up doors for people to be, well, more cordial, more kind, and to express good tidings to one another. Usually, these well wishes are not dependent on finding out if somebody follows a similar belief system or whether one chooses to celebrate anything like Christmas or Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or anything else for that matter. In most cases, the well wishes that are made are often given out freely and generously with no strings attached. You know, I began to think about what it actually means to wish someone well. The wishing someone well, it could be translated to mean that you hope all their holiday plans run smoothly. So many people have to make travel arrangements for themselves and their visitors coming from out of town at one of the busiest times of the year. You know, we could wish them well as they negotiate busy holiday plans, juggling and shopping and scheduling, socializing and preparing detailed menus. You know, with the increased traffic during this time of year, one could literally wish someone to be well in order to be safe on the roads. And with the arrival of cold winter temperatures in most of the country, it might mean that the well wishes could be a literal prayer for someone to remain well and in good health with the onset of the season of snow and freezing temperatures in a large part of the world. It could mean all of the above, simply expressed as a general wish for somebody's wellness. You know, I surmise that I, like most people, well, we do not we do not set out to dissect what it is that we are actually wishing them well for. But I do know that I give these well wishes out freely to people, both family and friends, who are important to me, who I love dearly, who I cherish, and I hold dear in my life. It was then that I began to wonder if the fundamental core of wishing someone well, if it had to be dependent at all on whether we loved someone, agreed with them, or even if we didn't like another person or their actions. You know, while I held this quizzical thought in my heart, it reminded me of a perfect example that I manifested to myself to put my theory to the test about wishing somebody well, no matter what. While browsing on Facebook a few years ago, I was drawn to a photo and a comment that a close relative had posted on his page. You know, those that are not familiar with Facebook, with him being a Facebook friend, his posts, which he put on his page, well, they appeared on my page as well. Underneath a photo, one of his friends posted a random comment that read, "Well, it's not on this topic that you posted, but congratulations on your sister's engagement." Staring in disbelief, I could not fathom that his sister had become engaged the previous week and chosen not to call me, not to tell me. I had seen his sister grow up and been so much a part of her life when she was a child and as a young adult. Searching on the internet, I discovered that she was engaged to a celebrity TV host. Not only had the newspapers carried the breaking news of the engagement, but the happy couple had announced their engagement on a nationally televised award show. Absolutely stunned. I wasn't sure how I felt about the newspapers and TV audiences finding out about her engagement before I indirectly found out. As I sat with this fog of disbelief swirling around me, I felt the arms of the posse of angels wrap their arms around me, and I heard their combined voice break through this really dense fog of shock that I was in. And they whispered in my ear, "Wish her well." Smiling, I allowed the angel's words to settle in my heart, as it was exactly what I have expressed to others through my healing practice, Angel Healing House, for the past 11 years. You know, I've always held to the belief that each and every one of us is divine, as we are all inextricably linked to God's source, the source of all that there is. And although we are divine at the very core of who we are, we're very much human as well. And we do make choices that are based on our free will. Although many of the choices that a person makes with their free will are often made through being reactive and being triggered by unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, perhaps regret and resentment, it does not negate the fact that underneath their choices, you know, they still remain divine. We are all divine underneath our choices. I've also held a long-standing belief that what a person does and how they react to you or react to me or any of us truly has nothing to do with us, and it has everything to do with that person's perception, their perspective, and their own paradigm. We make choices from our programming and our own belief systems. Now, having this belief in theory and actually putting it into practice, well, they were two very different things. Seeing it from a higher perspective, I immediately started to see this lovely young woman's engagement as a blessing, regardless of how the news came to me. Having just celebrated my own wedding anniversary, I remembered my own engagement to my cherished husband, Pete, and how I was, and I still am, floating on cloud nine when he asked to marry me. With this energy of love in my heart, tears began to fill up my eyes as I recalled watching this beautiful, gifted, intelligent young woman grow up and how I wished her health and that one day she should come to know joy and peace and love and be blessed with the fulfillment of her dreams and, in addition to that, to have someone special, someone very special to share her dreams with the realization that no matter how it come to me, that my prayers and my longing for her had actually come true. My heart began to burst with happiness for her. It was then that I composed a letter to her, and I wrote, "I was overjoyed to read about your engagement and see the absolute joy and excitement in your beaming face in the many beautiful pictures in the newspapers and the newspaper articles. Peter and I want to congratulate both of you and wish you a life of togetherness and wonderful times ahead. My hope for you is may God bless you with infinite joy and blessings on your engagement. May you always remain under God's umbrella of pure love, warmth, and care as you travel along life's journey together in all kinds of weather. May your union be blessed with peace and laughter, understanding and compassion. And above all, may you always be caring, loyal, and remain kind friends to one another." And it was in that letter, dear listeners, that I realized that I had wished her well, no matter what, no matter that she did not tell me, no matter that I was not informed, no matter what, I decided to wish her well. Now, the Posse of Angels are reminding us that the holiday season is truly no different than any other day throughout the year. Do have the free will and free choice to either create a time of great joy in everything we do, in every thought we have, in everything we speak, in our words and our actions, and we can freely give our well wishes, or we can choose to put restrictions, constrictions, and conditions on who we choose to bestow the energy of well wishing. You know, the Posse of Angels is saying that in today's show, they would like to share with us ways in which we can make not only this holiday season, but each and every day, one in which we freely and openly and lovingly give our well wishes to everyone, and that is no matter what. Now, the first question that the Posse of Angels wishes to address, and they're asking us, why would we not wish someone well? You know, I've heard from many clients throughout my many years as an intuitive counselor that, and these clients say that they just cannot forgive certain people in their lives. They not only cannot wish them well, but many times they wish them such horrible things to happen to them. Well, the first thing that the Posse of Angels is saying is that they are asking us to see another person through God's eyes. And by seeing them through God's eyes, we see them from a higher perspective. We actually see them as divine, as we are all one huge collective consciousness and are all love, as we come from that most loving source of all. You know, not wishing someone well, it actually goes against the core of who we are at the deepest level. It goes against our divine, eternal natures. And at our divine core, we know in our very deepest fiber that we are that other person, for we are all one. Remember that in most cases, it is the person's programming and their belief system that they keep perpetuating that are so vastly different to ours and often stops us from wishing them well. It also helps to remember that what a person says or does or does not do has all to do with their perceptions and their belief systems, and it has very, very little to do with us. In this situation, the Posse of Angels asks us to turn the tables, okay, turn the tables around, and they're asking us if we would like another person to not wish us well because of our beliefs. Well, in the majority of cases, the answer is of course not. I am allowed to have my beliefs. Well, you know what? So are they. And that's truly no matter what their beliefs and programming is. And if we think that they're not allowed to have their beliefs, then we sit in judgment. We sit in judgment of another one. In my experience, not wishing someone well is almost always riding on some previous situation in which we did not like or agree with what another person has done, what they said, or how they treated us, which truly has nothing to do with us. Now, on this point, the Posse of Angels wishes to point out that the way someone treats us comes from a reflection of what is inside of themselves. If we are treated with judgment, then the person is often insecure over unresolved hurt and blame within. If they treat us with dominance and control, there is unresolved pain of lashing out as they were controlled, and there is a great deal of insecurity within. Yet if we are treated with honor, respect, no matter what our views are, the person has resolved all their issues inside that might have made them reactive, and they just come from a place of pure peace, acceptance, and love. Now, another point to consider when wishing someone well is where are we choosing to put our focus, attention, and energies on by holding back our well wishes? Well, the Posse of Angels is saying that by doing so, by withholding our well wishes, it actually creates dissonance and chaos in our hearts. They're very cute. They're showing me a vision of very, very sad faces. This is because it is our heart's natural desire to be loving and to be inclusive. When we wish someone well, it's amazing. It sets off an electromagnetic frequency, an actual energy that attunes and lifts all other energies to harmonize and attune to the frequency of love and harmony and being inclusive. The question is not, what did the person do to stop you from wishing them well, but how much do you want peace and harmony for yourself and all other people in the world? Listeners, this is true mastery over circumstances. And I guess that is what is meant by the saying, love thine enemies. It could just as easily have added, love thine enemies and wish them well. Although each day of the year is just as blessed and as wonderful as any random day in the holiday season, this time of year really concentrates our thoughts and our feelings on goodwill to all. And it is a time to let bygones be bygones. This time of year has us looking into our hearts to forgive and to reach out. When at other times of the year, well, we may not have been so benevolent and generous, gentle, and kind, and forgiving. Now, to really bring more peace into our lives, we can take some time over this holiday season to look back and to ask ourselves, have I truly wished everyone well that I know? Is there anyone who I still am withholding my wishes from because of, and then you can fill in the blanks with what they did or how they treated you or an event that went south or and sour or whatever it is. And after you said, have I wished everyone well that I know, you can add, and if I still haven't. Dear angels and God, let me bring that dissonant energy back into the light of God so that I can go into 2015 with the brightest, the lightest, and the most freeing of energies for me to fully be open to receive and not have any energies of holding anything back in my life. Before we talk about wishing others well, no matter what, we'll go to the switchboard now. I'd like to remind everyone that every phone number that appears on the switchboard today goes into a random drawing to win my Guided Angel Meditation CD, which is called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. And it does provide lovely relaxation and stress release, but it also, along your journey with the angels, it has different exercises that could help you free yourself from burdens and worries and stresses or concerns of daily life. And this could be a wonderful, wonderful gift, holiday gift for someone, or it could be a holiday gift for yourself. It does contain beautiful musical accompaniment and sound effects, and of course, the sound of my voice as I take you along with the angels on this beautiful journey. So, 817, you are going to be the first caller that I'm going to be taking. You're on the line with Angel Healing House 817. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Crystal.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, what's your name?
It's Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Where are you calling from?
Arlington, Texas.
Calling from Texas. And Crystal, have you wished everybody well this year?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's lovely. That's good. You know, it's when we think back, and it's very easy. It's very easy to think back on the way somebody might have treated us offhandedly.
Yes.
It's very easy to think back. You know, those people who haven't even begun to live a conscious life of awareness, of love,
right,
and respect and honor, they're coming from a very, very different reality. And their reality is often one in which they come from fear and they just react. And they don't even realize they're in that fog of reacting. So, you know, to wish someone well is to see the divine in them, I guess.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
To remember that in that moment, that's the thing I need to do. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, the word, the posse of angels just grabbed on to a very important word that you used, which is the moment. Because all we have is this moment. There's
mm-hmm.
no past. You know, there's no future. Everything is in the now. And if we can just, you know, a lot of people don't attend to the present moment, the now, and this absolute nanosecond of the now, because they're so busy planning. They're so busy trying to control
mm-hmm.
What the future is going to look like. Or they're busy, as I say, you know, in the beginning of my show, you know, they're so busy looking at the past and saying, you know, why things didn't work out or blaming or finding fault or feeling like a victim, that they don't put any, you know, of their focus on the now. And then they wonder why their dreams languish and they never manifest because they're starved. Their dreams are actually starved because they don't put any of their energies in the present moment.
Right.
Yeah, so I was going to say, is this mainly with family?
As far as with
as far as you saying to give more attention to wishing.
Yes, in the moment, because I feel like as far as me, I'm concerned, I'm a conscious giver of
right.
attention, of love. I consciously give love to be effective wherever I see. You don't have to. It's like I constantly scan and observe family to make sure that everyone is secure. I feel like that's my job as a mother, you know. And I did, well, it's just a thing I do. You know, I've been in a habit, and so I don't think I think about it. But in my personal life, I've noticed in the last couple of years, it seemed like I've been forced to notice. I don't know if force is the right word, but I've noticed that a lot of people are taking and not giving back. And
mm-hmm.
and I felt like at first I was like, you are all of this and that. Then I felt like, well, I violated showing up doing things that I wasn't supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe God wanted to do it a different way. But I took my
right.
mommy role and maybe violated, and that's why I've come to feel robbed, or they're constantly eating out of my hands. So it was something that I needed to feel important. And so it wasn't them, it was actually me. So I said, okay. So now I'm pulling, you know, back and learning how to pull back, not screaming and kicking. In the beginning I was, but then I learned, you know, you don't have to pull back that way. So
I really do hear you, because it is as especially as mothers, we do want to look after our family. We want to, you know, have them feel secure, have them feel safe, have them be nourished. And a lot of times we fail then to look after ourselves. And in that role, many times, because we give so much of ourselves, others then use us.
Yeah.
You know, we feel abused when we have not set up limits and boundaries and
right.
set up a balance in our lives. So a lot of times, Crystal, the pendulum has to swing so far the other way for us to, you know, really be exhausted, give until it
mm-hmm.
hurts. You know, all of those things, to feel absolutely emotionally and physically and mentally and spiritually spent, until we draw a line in the sand and go, okay, this is not working. You know,
exactly.
I need help, or I need to establish some kind of balance in my life so that I can
right.
feel nourished. Yeah.
And that's why I was calling to you, because I'm waiting. For I work a job that is totally physical, and I shouldn't be there. I'm much smarter. I've worked very hard to be in a different place. And my husband has not, but it seemed like every job that I go, he works a way to get it. He gets it, I'm out the door. But he doesn't work, he doesn't get it. He doesn't do the work to get the job, or it's like he's not even interested. But if I'm interested, he follows me until he gets it. But it's like I have to exit. And I don't like to feel bitter about it, but I do feel upset because he has no interest in moving forward unless I'm doing it. And I get the jobs that I feel like he deserved to get, because he never does what he's supposed to do. And I do all the work, and I'm doing the physical job, and like a man's job, like what we call a male's job. And he's doing
right.
the job that I'm doing. And I'm like, what's going on? And it's like been going on for a while. And I'm like, angels,
right.
please just give me some insight of what's going on so I can get spiritual understanding, so I can do something with this aggravation, the frustration that's in my heart
right.
when I see him.
Right.
Even the job that I just got, that's a physical job, all of a sudden he tries to apply for the same job, even though he has a full-time decent job. He wants that job too. And I said, this is like a surprise. He's just, it's obsessed with whatever I do. He goes behind my back and tries to take it. And I'm like,
well, this,
I need my own identity.
Yeah, it does sound like there is, when somebody is in competition with us, whether they are envious, whether they are jealous, you know, I've heard this from many clients over the years where, you know, one of either a spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a friend mentions something, and then they hear that they put their interview in for the same position, or they went after a similar job or something like that. A lot of times that is motivated by insecurity inside of ourselves. We are not enough. We're not doing enough. We don't feel fulfilled and nurtured and nourished completely by what we're doing. And if you're in competition with somebody else, it means that you're not filling up your own vessel with that nourishment inside of yourself, and you want to fill it by being in competition and, you know, like being in a battle or a game with somebody else to win what they have. Now the Posse of Angels are telling me that he is picking up your consciousness. There's no way that he cannot, living with you, pick up this enlightenment, this beautiful energy of yours. But they're saying that your energy is being compromised because you're at a loss. You're at a loss to figure out how to deal with this. And the Posse of Angels is saying it's not yours to deal with. You can't control him. You can't control your husband. You can't control his actions. The way you got all of these physical jobs is through your energies. Okay? And the way that you're going to get another job, Crystal, that is more in alignment now with who you are, more conscious, you want a job that's creative. Say some words that you would... For, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, and neither do the Posse of Angels, but think, close your eyes and think about this wonderful new job that you're going to co-create with God and the angels. This new job is going to be creative. It's going to be, fill in some of those words. What's this new job going to be?
Well, I used to be very creative. I did, in high school, I wanted to do hair, but my mom would not allow me to do it. And because she said I wouldn't be important enough. So she made me go to college, which I struggled. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm older and have the wisdom, that the love for it is not there. I would love to have the love, and I prayed and asked the angels to bring back the love for it. And I don't have the love for it because of, you know, my marriage.
Right.
It keeps me in, I have to stay, you know, head of the household, and I have to stay so alert. It's like you can't go to sleep at all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that I start doing, you can feel him breathing on me trying to do the same things. So, but
right.
I know if I go into open a salon, he would never go there. I know that
okay.
is
so,
something.
Okay, mm-hmm. let me just say this, Crystal. You have a tremendous, tremendous amount of burden that you're carrying from this former programming of not being good enough by following your heart, by doing that which gives you joy, whether that was set up by your mom or by your family's belief system or anything that you bought into. I will not be enough. I wanted to follow my heart and do hair. That gives me joy. But this, whoever this is, says I am not enough if I don't go to college. And now you're saying I have to be the breadwinner of the household when there are no have to's and there are no shoulds. If you were to cross over and you did not have this joy, I can tell you that when you would be on the other side, very much alive but not in a physical form, you would say, damn,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would have loved to have opened up a salon or been a partner in a salon or even worked in a salon so I don't have the responsibility and the, you know, of accountability of, you know, rent and utilities and all that thing. But the posse
right.
of angels are saying, what they're saying is, it's time for you to drop down into your heart again and to say to yourself, this is my life. I only have this life in this incarnation. Posse of angels or my angels and God, you show me how I can translate what is in my heart, because God and the angels know what you desire before you know you desire it. They already know this. But because of all the have-tos and the shoulds and the ought-tos, because of not feeling as if you're not good enough, all of this, and I've helped so many clients throughout the years break through the debilitating, you know, programming and beliefs that are stopping them from going on and to step into their dream. All you need to do is say, show me. That's number one. Show me the signs how I can make this a reality. Then they're asking, it's a twofold thing. One is ask, and then they will give it to you as long the sign, as long as your vibrational energy in direct alignment with what you've asked. And the way we do that is by being in joy and being in excitement. So I would go so far as to say, Crystal, every day for about 15, 20 minutes, close the door, make sure you're not interrupted, sit there and close your eyes, and you can do it now with me. Close your eyes, Crystal.
Okay.
Take a deep breath in. Deep breath in. And I want you to visualize yourself working in a salon. Okay? You're there at your station. You know, you have your hairdresser's license in a glass frame in front of you. You know, you have all your blow dryers and your combs and your brushes and all of your things. And there's music playing. And smell what that smell smells like, you know, whether the shampoos or, you know, I love the coconut, you know, smell in the shampoo that my hairdresser uses. But feel what that feels like as you're about to service somebody and, you know, and take into consideration the style of their hair, the color of their hair, just the wonderful people that you're going to work with, the beautiful salon, the beautiful surroundings, the happiness in your heart. Tell me, how does that feel for you?
It feels good. It feels independent. It feels comfortable because I'm a person that likes to bring comfort and peace and counsel. It feels holistic. It feels predictable, and it feels healing.
Oh, I love those words. Those words that you used sounded as if they were channeled directly from your angels. You felt independent to follow your own heart. It felt comfortable. It felt like you could do this with ease and flow. There was nothing difficult about it. You felt like you were giving comfort and peace to others. You know, so often hairdressers are great counselors. They're great listeners. You know, they acknowledge. And just for the mere fact that you go there and you feel so much better, you feel welcomed, holistic, because of your knowledge of living a life of conscious awareness. You know, many people, women in particular, when they go to get their hair done, you know, they've got physical and emotional stresses, family issues, things like that, because the enlightenment that you've allowed to happen in your life, You are going to be able to help them from a holistic point of view. Point out those things that you learned along your journey in life to help them. And then the last word you used was healing. Healing for yourself and healing for others. So I think at this call, although you called up mainly for your family, and about being in the moment and that, it's interesting where different calls take us, because in order for you to have the most extraordinary 2015 and to not get to the end of December 16th in 2015 and not have the same conversation with me about your husband being in competition with you, about, you know, have to do anything, about, you know, not being enough. This conversation had to happen in order to spark something inside of you that says, I want to be that all that I can be. Right. And by stepping forward and looking, do you have your hairdresser's license or no?
I've gone to school, but I just didn't go take the test.
Okay, they want you to go take the test. They want you, because every time we do something that's nourishing for our heart and honors us, it's like taking a little pebble and throwing it in the pond, and the ripples then will go out of fulfillment of the intentions in our heart. And if your intention in your heart is to become a hairdresser in some way, shape, or form, it cannot happen unless you take that test. So I would say the number one thing you need to do to step into this dream is to take that test. I'm going to the cards now, and I'm going to particularly to the goddess cards, because the goddess is that part in us that we might be fearful, but we're empowered and we have courage and bravery to step into who we are, to step into the fulfillment of our desires, and don't let anybody or anything stop us. Okay, let's see what comes out. Okay, three cards that come out for the lovely crystal. First card that comes out for you is the receptivity. Allow yourself to receive. Isn't this a beautiful card? This is Hathor.
Yes.
Hathor, the Egyptian goddess. This will increase your intuition, your energy, and your ability to give to others by opening up to receive your heart's fulfillment. That's what they want you to do. And the way you do that is by honoring and taking that test, because nothing can happen. The next card is the truth card, is the fairness. The fairness, this is also an Egyptian goddess. This is Mat, okay? And Mat tells us is that justice will be served as long as we follow the truth in our hearts. And
right.
the next card, and I spoke about this, was boundaries. Love yourself enough to say to yourself, what is important to me is important to others and is important to the world, because everything is energy. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Crystal. They really, really wish you to tune into that power within inside of yourself and to make 2015 the year when you set the boundaries as to what you want your heart to really be fulfilled with. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
you
so much.
You go off and have an absolutely blessed day. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Remember, everyone, that the lines are still open to go into that drawing for that meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Let's go to our next caller, 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Candy, hi, it's Helena. Boy, am I lucky I got through.
Oh, there you go. Hi, Helena, how are you?
I'm okay. Just wondering if the angels have something to tell me, because I think where my head's been and all that I've been going through, they just might.
Okay.
Thanks,
now,
honey.
Is there, while I'm shuffling the cards, is there anything in particular that that you're having concerns with?
Gosh, just a couple of things, but if I don't mention it and just think it, is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to mention it. Okay.
Yeah, there's two big ones.
Two big ones.
But
okay.
There's one bigger than the other big one.
sometimes when we don't mention it specifically, there are other things that may come out that we were unaware of. You know.
Okay.
So let's see.
Yeah. Thank you.
Shuffle here and see what's coming out for the lovely Helena. And remember,
thanks,
everyone, that you know every caller that calls in and the Posse of Angels give their advice to, it has a grain or a little mustard seed of information for all of us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be listening in and come to being here in this present moment. Okay. First card that comes out for you is the Page of Pentacles. This is an opportunity. Have you either written a book? Have you either written an article? They're saying that nothing much. And I'm just getting shocks up and down my legs, so I don't know why I'm saying have you.
I got news for you. Yeah, you finished, then I'll tell you.
They're saying that, you know, you've thought that it's dead in the water, but there's going to be an opportunity or that has either presented itself or is going to present itself and to springboard this, and you're going to be a busy girl.
I'm going to be a what?
You're going to be a busy girl around this either book that you've written, or it's an article or something. So,
may I tell you, today was interesting. I had a session, a voiceover session over at the Screen Actors Guild, and we were talking, you know, how to get work and everything. And I had started a couple of children's books several years ago, a while back, and I never finished them. And that came up. And now I'm planning to finish them and then publish them and then record them myself.
Oh, that's it. They so want you to do this, Helena.
Oh, great. Oh, a great validation.
That is such great confirmation. And they're saying that there will be money coming from that, and you will be financially remunerated for that. So you go, girl. It's an excellent opportunity. The next card that's coming up for you is the King of Pentacles. The King of Pentacles is that, and it's saying that because the King of Pentacles is a very conservative, he doesn't rush into things. He plans things out, and it says these plans are working out beautifully for you. Financial success, and you're using your creativity and your resources wisely. That's what it's saying. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Wands. And the Queen of Wands in this reading is saying that you're coming into knowing who you are, knowing the strength and the importance of your gifts and your talents and your ability will attract people to you as long as you honor it and go after what you want.
Thank you.
Please don't second guess yourself in any of this. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Tremendous. It's absolutely tremendous. It's so funny because I mean, it just happened hours ago.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, you along with the other people who have appeared on the switchboard will go in to that that random draw for my CD today. So good luck for that, Helena, and great
luck
in
2015. Awesome. You too, Candy.
Good.
Thank you for everything you do.
Okay.
Do I have to
you.
Hang on to find?
You don't have to hang on. I draw it and I'll announce it on the radio program and then call the winner next week.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous. Okay, because I got to catch the subway. Thank you.
Take care, sweetheart. Good luck. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Isn't that wonderful confirmation? And just as long as we follow our hearts. Listeners, follow your hearts. Do not compromise what you came back to do. And what you came back to do is have joy.
have passion, whether you're going to, whether you've written children's books and you haven't believed them believed in them in a long time, or whether you want to be a hairdresser or whatever it is that you want to do, do not leave this human incarnation without stepping forward and giving it credence and honoring it. You know, we were talking about wishing somebody well no matter what. You know, there are some good questions to ask yourself around a situation of whether to wish someone. It might be, how can I bring more love into this situation and create something so much better? Or how can I honor myself and come from my divine inherent nature, regardless of any situation? After all, the Posse of Angels is saying that the thing that we can depend on is that, number one, things will change in our lives, and number two, that our divine eternal nature never changes. The more we wish others well, no matter what, the more we are embracing the shift in consciousness on our planet. Regardless of any situation, we can choose to come from a place of pure intention, of love, connectedness, abundance, and peace. You know, those who have truly achieved divine wisdom have no fear allowing the choices of others to dictate whether they are loving. In this way, they practice self-governance and are always in alignment with their spiritual truth and not acting as a result of the whims of anyone or anything externally. There is no fear of lawlessness or violence in those who are self-governed and in alignment with their spiritual truth. You know, in many ways, by wishing someone well, especially if we have felt wronged or slighted by them, it is a great blessing indeed. By embracing this higher wisdom, we are unconditionally holding love for ourselves, the other person, and the entire world and universe. You know, may this story be a reminder that although we choose to see and perceive the world through very different eyes, underneath our choices, we are all divine from the same divine source. My holiday wish for everyone is the same that I wish on all other days of the year. May we take our focus off of our often controlling and limited visual sight and finally ascend to where we can begin to see each other through our connected hearts and solely through the eyes of love. Only in this way will peace and unconditional love finally reign upon our beautiful planet, and we will live in acceptance, harmony, and unity. God bless each and every one of you, your family, your loved ones, and your friends. And you know what? I wish you well, no matter what. And that wraps up the show for today. I'd like to thank you all, listeners, for listening in and supporting and sharing and liking, and also for those callers that have called in today for your number, which appeared on the switchboard, and you will go into that drawing for that random lucky person to win that Guided Angel Meditation CD, and I'll announce that on the program next week. Now, please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and also to purchase this beautiful recorded Guided Angel Meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, you can go to the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either personally, in person, locally at my Los Angeles office, or nationally and internationally using distant healing, which can be done over the phone using Skype, you can call Angel Healing House and myself, Claire Candy Hoff, at 831-277-3716. Again, 831-277-3716. You can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and certainly angel blessings to you all. I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Have a glorious week. Take care. Bye.